It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. I lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day. So it's Christmas.
Morning program, Doug's Good Day. Doug Steffen and the Good Day program with the welcome to Jennifer Horn, who is
Thank
here
you.
To help us work through, help us, we, us, and them, everybody,
Ewins.
Work
That's
through
I like to say.
Some of the issues of the day, news that is pertinent, but maybe not quite the headlines that you're hearing from some corners. Our corner is a circle. We don't have corners here. We have circles. And I'm about to sneeze, Jennifer. Let me see.
Bless
if
you.
I can,
huh? I want you to sneeze on the air. That's the best.
Yeah. No, I'm going to turn my mic off.
Nothing? There. Did you hear that? Did he make it? Ooh, he was
very inconvenient when you do, too.
You must have done two in a row, I was going to say.
Yeah. Yes.
I actually fake sneezed for you, so you probably could have just left your microphone on.
Yeah. Very nice job. So, there is a story at DougSteffen.com today that is, I don't even know kind of how to respond to this. The body armor market for children. There's a company that is in Salt Lake City called Amendment 2. And that obviously is we have Second Amendment. We have the right to carry arms, et cetera, et cetera. That's what the company is about. Fellow who runs it is Derek Williams. Mm-hmm. He has announced there are three models now of body armor. Say that quickly. Body armor for children. Yes, you heard me right. Lightweight body armor for children.
Over the clothes, under the clothes, like.
They introduced a new line of backpacks built with their carbon nanotube armor. Designed to keep youngsters in school, in the event of school shootings, safe. And since the massacre in Connecticut last week, the sales have gone through the roof.
Wow.
They have tripled their sales volume of backpacks in a week. He says, the fellow that runs it says, all of these thoughts of defenseless children and the consequences of that have brought the company around to a focus on a new market. We want to be sensitive to how we do that, he said, but we are going to try to get the word out that this product does exist. There are ways to provide protection for children. That is a question for Facebook, it seems to me. Would you buy, and I don't necessarily, I mean, I'm trying to promote this guy's business, but I think that there's a story here. And I think there's a question, and I think there's a consideration. Jennifer, if you had children that were in elementary school, would you buy body armor for them?
Well, these are backpacks.
Right.
And so it's not like they'd be walking around like little...
No, they would have the backpack there. So you'd have to... I mean, I haven't seen a picture of them.
I'm actually looking at one right now.
And describe it, will you please?
They look like a regular backpack. Like, you could wear this without your kid even knowing
or feeling
the difference. Yeah. Right. And they have cartoon characters on them.
So it would only then protect from the back. It would not protect from the front.
Unless you hid behind them. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Use it as a blockade, sure.
All right. So is that a question to ask? I think there's a question there that maybe...
It is, as long as you can see them. Because when you first brought up the story, I thought, no way I'd put my kid in armor. But then when you see these backpacks... It wouldn't make them stick out. They probably wouldn't even know they had it. And if you said, if you ever see anything, just hide behind your backpack, you know, might not be a bad idea.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Would you buy body armor backpacks for your children in school? There are three different models depending on the ages of the children. 800-510-8255. If this was a public company, which I do not believe it is, I'm betting the stock would have already shot through the roof. Pardon use of the word. So, but I really think that that's a question. Most of the people listening to this program are parents. So, if you're a parent, you can go to facebook.com/Good Day Show and fill us in on what you think. Now, the other aspect of this, Jennifer, that's worth a moment or two of our time. Yesterday, the president announced the new task force headed by Joe Biden to look into three things. What we ought to do in the way of restrictions on guns, whether our mental health services in this country are adequate, and whether we better manage violence in our culture. Hits all three of the elements of this problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, let's see if the results of this next month, results of this group working together, let's see if it results in something that gets further than the commission that was looking into fixing our budget problems, because all of their advice was thrown out the window by the politicians. Now look what they're doing or what they're working on. So maybe it'll work. We can hold a good thought. Hope that it will. 800-510-8255. What say you when it comes to that consideration? Also, push to reduce violence, president of the National Association of Broadcasters and the president of the Motion Picture Association of America, sitting down to figure out what they can do to curb the gun violence. There is a pledge that the television business is going to step up, become part of what could be a national multi-pronged effort to stop all this killing by having shootings portrayed differently on television, or perhaps no shootings on television.
Mm-hmm.
Can television shows that are dramas, can you come up with a successful drama on TV that doesn't involve shooting? I'm trying to think of one.
Successful drama on TV that doesn't involve
shooting.
Think
about the schedule. You're the one who watches television for this program. Think
yes,
about
I
all
do.
Of
I'm the I'm the designated TV watcher.
Yeah, so but think about all of the shows. I'm thinking of the show that I like.
Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, no shooting there.
Right. Sometimes they have very bad problems at their hospital, but usually it's no shooting.
The shows that are the person of interest, the Kazim, what is that, how do you pronounce it? Caviezel.
Caviezel.
Mm-hmm. Excellent show, but it involves shooting.
Yeah, a lot of the CBS ones do.
Blue Bloods.
The CSIs, the NCIS.
Involves shooting. Mad Men involves shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mad Men doesn't.
All right. And neither does the Good Wife.
Right.
All right. So, but there's a lot of the movies that are around. let's see, where am I? My son went to see a premiere showing last night of Zero Dark Thirty.
Mm-hmm.
But the violence there is that's a different kind of a thing. Anyway, so movies and TV are in the focus, and these people are getting together to meet. Speaking of television, how many of you saw or heard about Piers Morgan interviewing Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America? They've always tried to.
Stupid man.
Right. That's basically what he said. You are a stupid, stupid man.
Yeah.
Now, there's about three people a week that watch Piers Morgan on TV.
I was going to say he's going to be saying that from a later time slot in about a month.
Yeah. Who's going on in this place?
I don't know yet, but I know that they're looking at keeping Piers at CNN, but they're definitely dumping him from that spot.
Well, it doesn't have any ratings.
Not working.
But he got a lot of attention for the interview with Larry Pratt. That's all over the place, the audio and the video from that. 800-510-8255. Lee listens in Guam on K57. Lee, good morning. Welcome to Good Day. It's good evening to you. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
All right. You have a thought on this backpack idea.
Well, from a ballistic standpoint, I suppose it'd serve a purpose for low-velocity rounds, but that's really not the issue. You're not gonna stop high velocity rounds unless you put sappy plates in backpacks and sappy plates weigh a lot, and you're not gonna get little kids to carry them. But the real problem is how the nation deals with mental health and the mistakes the nation made probably 20-some years ago or more when we closed a bunch of mental institutions and we turned yeah. people loose in the streets.
Yeah.
We had homeless people and we had mentally ill people out in the streets. And
it was a national outrage. It started here in Massachusetts with Michael Dukakis, and then it just everybody around the country seemed to follow suit.
But, well, the problem
is outrage.
It's so difficult to incarcerate people that are mentally ill and get them treatment when they need it before they act out violently. Mm. And it's not guns. I mean, the last year, 9,970 people died because of DUI accidents, and there's no politicians out there trying to take your cars away from you. So it just doesn't make any sense. It's political fodder.
Of course it is. It's all about politics.
It's political.
Yeah.
But I think you have to keep children safe, and I think given the circumstances and the way people act, I lost a child to firearms violence.
He
was 7 years old in 1990. I wrote a column today in the Pacific Daily News. You can look it up at guampdn.com in the opinion section. The thing is that you're not going to solve crime and these types of issues by taking firearms away from honest citizens, because the crooks will never give them up.
Well, the only argument...
And they'll always be able to get them in certain...
Yeah, but that doesn't still make it right to have the AK-47, that sort of thing. Most people...
Well, the reality is
most people, whether they understand the issue or not, do not want to see these things on the street. That's what you're going to see curbed, just as a matter of fact. Whether you like it or you don't like it, that's what the people who have guns are going to have to swallow, and there'll be a lot of fighting about it and the hoo-has back and forth between Wayne LaPierre and Larry Pratt and all that stuff. But that's what's going to happen.
I'm not saying it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the people who are arguing it don't know what they're talking about.
Well, of course they don't. Does anybody ever know?
The bad guys always get the gun.
Yeah. The bad guys are always going to get guns.
It's not even that. It's the type of weapons you're arguing about.
Well,
people label AK-47s and AR-15s and other things as assault weapons.
Sir, hold on just a second. Hold on a second. You people who continue to talk about the nuance of the guns, you understand very well what they're all about, and we appreciate the fact that you're trying to educate people, but people's ears are closed. They don't want to hear it. They want something done, and that, unfortunately, for those of you who want to promote the ability to hold on to anything like that, you're going to lose. So you might as well not get your liver in a quiver and get everything all riled up. I understand what the Second Amendment says, and this will probably go to the Supreme Court, and all that other stuff. But people see these kind of weapons as being unnecessary, and they want it curbed. So you're going to be the sacrifice one way or the other, whether you like it or you don't like it, and I think that's the reality. 20 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
800-510-8255 in the Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Zoo in China, a tropical bird. At a zoo in China, a tropical bird has been shouting "F you" at all the visitors. It's true. Yeah. Yeah. In a related story, Quentin Tarantino's parrot's missing.
Well, it looks like those fiscal cliff talks are breaking down. John Boehner told the Congress to prepare for Plan B. You know what that means when Congress talks about Plan B? The rest of us end up with Plan F and U, okay? That's the plan we get, F and U.
I was very proud of myself for buying a free-range chicken until I realized these free-range chickens are chickens who had a great life. They're unlike the cooped-up chickens, these chickens didn't want to die. So I paid $8 extra to kill a happy chicken. What we should be eating are the unhappy chickens. The chickens that hate being in the coop so much, they actually flower themselves and dive into the deep fryer. I want suicidal chickens.
There are new reports that President Obama is considering the CEO of American Express to be the next Treasury Secretary. It'll be annoying when Obama presents his choice to the Senate and they're like, sorry, we actually don't take American Express. Take Discovery? Diner stuff?
That's good. Man, Conan really sounds bad.
He sounds terrible,
and
poor
as usual,
guy.
Jay is the funniest of all of them. I thought it was kind of interesting that Jimmy Kimmel was asked, because he's moving, I guess, is it next week to 11:35?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So he's going to, the Jimmy Kimmel Live program goes on opposite David Letterman and Jay Leno, and he was asked whether he was worried about going up against Leno, he said, just when you think he's dead, he comes back. That is referencing to Jay. And
yeah, he really slammed him, which
I'm sort
doesn't
of surprised.
Make him look good. He doesn't have to do that.
Yeah, and I think it just, there is something, it's not the love affair that the country had with Johnny Carson, but the country, the person who's in the middle of the country, the Kimmel and Letterman and to a point Fallon, appeal to
they're fringier.
They're the East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Leno appeals to middle America, and I think that's one of the reasons that I like him as much as I do. I much prefer him over any of the others, although I have thought Kimmel has done some interesting things, but to read that turns me off 100%.
Right, especially going up against him in that time. But, like, you know, you should be competing with him on your show content, not saying he's getting old and tired.
Yeah, well, that'll happen to you, Jimmy, sooner rather than later. You keep that attitude up. The Wendy Williams daytime talk program focusing on the Donald and the way Wendy breaks down the disgruntled Miss America pageant is the ex-Miss America pageant contestant. Pretty interesting. Listen to this.
Everybody knows by now that you don't mess with Donald Trump on account of he will let you have it. So the former Miss Pennsylvania, Sheena Monin, do you remember back
Sheena
in June,
Monin,
Sheena quit Donald's Miss USA competition because she claimed that the competition, the pageant was rigged. She alleged that the top five names were already selected even before the show began, and she claimed that good hair and good S-curve, though, right? Look at that. It's good. Anyway, Sheena also blasted the pageant for being fraudulent, lacking morals, and being trashy in many ways. Well, then why'd you sign up?
There you go.
That's
it. Don't have to have any more. There it is right there. Thank you very much, Wendy. Also, Olivia Culpo, C-U-L-P-O, Miss USA, Jennifer. She was crowned Miss Universe last night.
Isn't that exciting? We never win.
Now, was the fix on to bring the title back to America? First time in over 10 years? Everybody thinks that this
is like Brazil or something.
The Miss Universe pageant is another Donald Trump production, right?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Universe, Miss America, they're all Miss USA, whatever. They're all Donald Trump deals. Anyway, so that'll be the subject of discussion on the TMZ report today. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now raise your hand if this sounds familiar. I'm writing this with tears in my eyes. I came down here to Spain for a short vacation, and I got robbed at gunpoint. I need urgent help. That's right, this one is fast becoming one of the most common travel scams out there on the web. In fact, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center has about 150,000 stranded traveler complaints on file. Unfortunately, there's no hard and fast way to avoid this kind of scam other than making your password hard to crack. Here's my advice. Instead of picking a word, think of a phrase that makes sense to you and use the first letters of each word. And if you receive one of these I'm stranded emails, do not hit reply. Instead, try to contact a friend or family member who can verify whether that person really is traveling. And if you do become the victim of this kind of attack, report it to the Internet Crime Complaint Center's website with as much information as you can provide. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm happy to bring you the next in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Martha and seven other grandparents were excited to finally charter the 52-foot catamaran to the British Virgin Islands, with their nephew as captain. After 4 days of fun in the sun, they were fishing 11 miles out to sea when the engines quit and the boat began to take on water. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit travelguard.com/stories. Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance services.
What's better than one unlimited gift from Sprint? Two. Buy one unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3, S2, or Victory phone and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Hurry into your local Sprint store or visit Sprint.com for details today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees per line. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We have Christmas in our focus. This is one of the most traditional Christmas tunes. I was looking at the top 10 list. We have our soundsofchristmas.com connection here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. An interesting and unusual and rather compelling list, actually. Jennifer and I and the rest of the folks that are here on the Good Day program during the course of the morning make reference to it because it's different than the usual 49 songs that are played by all of the stations that are trying to bring you into the Christmas spirit. This is a selection. The public goes and downloads and or listens to songs. And this week, the big songs are from Josh Groban, Empty Pockets, Colby Calais, Chris Mann, Ray Charles, Francesca Battistelli, how do you pronounce it?
I don't know, but I want to hear you do it one more time.
Battistelli, I believe.
Battistelli, okay.
Greg Lake, Casting Crowns, Straight No Chaser, and Bob Hope and Marilyn Maxwell.
Straight No Chaser is so good. I love them.
But the point is that the average person doesn't really want to listen to the same song. Once in a while, it's nice to hear the hits. We like the hits. I love pop music. But I also think, especially when it comes to Christmas music, there's so much choice. There's so many great versions of all these great secular and spiritual and sacred songs that pertain to Christmas. There are literally thousands of albums, CDs, recordings with hundreds of thousands of different versions of these songs. And yet these people that run these radio stations keep playing the same ones over and over and over again. And I know it's playing the hits to a point. But to just use sort of the thinking that I have in doing this program, I've never been number one and not likely will be in most circumstances because I'm too quirky. And the things that are in my mind are not necessarily the things that are on the minds of what is corporate radio. Now, having said that, most of the time we hit on things that when people listen to it, they say, wow, that's pretty interesting. Tell me more, which is the object of having an intelligent, interesting conversation. Who wants to hear the same old thing over and over and over and over again? That's what radio in general is suffering from. The malaise that people who run radio are all worried about is the sameness of it. So I bring back around the focus to these various songs that are there on the so-called fringe. And maybe you might want to just check it out. I send you to the soundsofchristmas.com for you to see and or hear what it is that many people across the country are actually finding preferential to the stuff. If you only have a radio that's available, that's cool. You listen to the stuff that's on the radio. But I offer this as a suggestion, as an alternative to what is there, soundsofchristmas.com. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, with our focus on what's going on. People are saying Mrs. Clinton faked her fainting and concussion because she didn't want to talk about Benghazi.
Right. I'd hate to think that, but it was really good timing.
I would not like to think that either. I would think she's above that. Anyway, three State Department officials got booted yesterday after the release of a report that nobody wanted to have released, but as usual, these things make it to the surface sooner or later. I only ask, if this information had been made public before the election, would things have been different? Because this is very damning of the State Department, missteps that led to the attack on the consulate in Benghazi. Eric Boswell, the head of diplomatic security. Charlene Lamb, deputy assistant secretary responsible for embassy security. And there's one other person, and I can't find the person's name anyway. And they all, they say they resigned, but they were told they were fired, and they better resign and get out, and so their resignation was effective yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The report released didn't place blame on any specific individual, but it did blame failures within these two bureaus at the State Department. So, we know what happened as a result of that, and I just wonder, Susan Rice and all of her drivel and the stuff that's been out and about this, all of it wrong, all of it trying to cover up what was the reality. And so it's a rhetorical question because there's no difference at this point. It just is, it's pretty damning of the whole, it's just, what it is damning of bureaucracy. That's really what it is. 800-510-8255. All right, Jennifer, what are we doing? Our social media strategy here today is, as usual, to bring people in that don't have time to call.
I've been up strategizing all night, sir.
Okay, well, let's hear how that strategy is working, Jennifer.
All right, well, right now, facebook.com/Good Day Show, we're asking if you would buy your child a body armor backpack. People are chiming in on that now, so I urge you to join them. Mm-hmm. But our question yesterday was, what Christmas song are you so over?
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of responses on this.
Yeah.
And I don't think I like some of them. I know, because I love, just like you were talking about how you like the new stuff.
Getting to lyric a lot like Christmas.
I have been driving around Los Angeles blaring all the classics. Okay, so Marie says she's sick of Jingle Bell Rock, which I absolutely love that one. Troy said all of them. Troy, you're killing me. Mike said all of them. Melanie said all of them. Karen said Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And you know what? I tend to agree with her. That one
awful.
Kind of annoys. Yeah.
Terrible.
You can hear that one once a year and then it's over. Bruce said Feliz Navidad. Enough already. I go through that one fast. Too.
Mm-hmm.
Denny said, pretty much all of them since Christmas starts in October in all the chain stores.
Yep.
Zachary said, baby, it's cold outside. That song sounds like it requires an attorney. Which is funny because I was singing that one yesterday on a cartoon.
No.
I sing the girl parts. Janet said, have a holly jolly Christmas. What? I thought we had something going, Janet.
Mm-hmm.
Richard said, anything they play on secular music service, I now hate reindeers and snowmen. They get boring after 10 hours of the same ones. Chris said, I love them all. Good for you, Chris. Me too. Wish Christmas music was played all year long. Amy said, all I want for Christmas is you.
That is a great song.
Betty said, Burl Ives, have a holly jolly Christmas. Are you kidding? She said she heard it on the radio in mid-October, and it's been randomly streaming through her brain ever since. She said she finds herself singing it to the dogs while cleaning the house or outside in the fire or in the flower beds. She said the dogs love it, though.
Huh.
Deanna said Pretty Paper. Scott said The Christmas Shoes. Let's see. Alan said all of them great songs, but enough is enough already. Colleen said Santa Baby. Oh, I love that one. Mm-hmm. Angela said Last Christmas. Joanne said Christmas in San Francisco. She changed the dial when that comes on. Janine said Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And Linda said Holly Jolly Yuck.
Holly jolly, it's a holly jolly yucker.
Yeah. And something kind of funny is you were asking me yesterday which songs or I didn't like that I was over, and I think I mentioned a few, including Susie Snowflake, and you hadn't heard of Susie Snowflake,
no,
right?
I don't know that song.
So
Michael, did you find it? Do you have a version
Do you have Susie Snowflake, Michael?
Look.
Well, funny, Darla, who is a Facebook friend of ours, said she can't believe that you've never heard of Susie Snowflake.
I have not.
Never heard.
She said it's been around since the 50s when she was in grade school, and the chorus, they sang it at their Christmas concert. You can find it on YouTube. There used to be a little commercial clip on TV, a cartoon of a fairy floating down. Huh. And she said the song she wishes they would throw away is Santa Baby, and she doesn't like
it. I don't like that either. I would. I agree. 12 Days of Christmas is old, and
it's
Santa
too
Baby.
Long.
Santa Baby is. I don't like that either.
Santa Baby's a hot song. I love it.
All right, so this is Susie Snowflake.
Okay, this is not the Susie Snowflake I know. To me, this is the intro.
That must be all we have. Thanks
that,
for that enlightenment, Michael.
Well,
speaking
of...
Okay. Oh, you got another one?
Let's see.
It says Susie Snowflake.
All right, well, listen. That's, we do what we're told, and he did what we asked him. That's it. There's a major winter storm moving across the country, disrupting holiday travel plans for some people already and delivery of Christmas goods. Blizzard warnings in effect today for Colorado, Kansas, Iowa. Up to a foot of snow expected in the Rockies today. This is quite a massive system. There are watches and warnings across 16 states from New Mexico all the way to Wisconsin and Michigan. U.S. Airways, American Airlines, allowing passengers to change their flights without charge. FedEx having a problem getting planes in and out of these areas, so you can expect that things will be affected by the weather pretty much for the rest of the week through into the weekend. Now, for those of you who are planning to travel, Michael says he's found it for us, Jennifer.
Oh, I'm excited. Okay, here we go. Yes, he has found it. This is better. Yeah.
Here comes Susie Snowflake, dressed in a snow-white gown.
Rosemary Clooney.
It is. That's what I said. It was Rosemary Clooney.
Yeah. Here
George Clooney's aunt, by the way.
I wish George Clooney would tap at my
window. All right. So you remember this from when you were a child? I never heard that song. I've never heard this in my life. Never. Never.
If you want to make a snowman, I'll help you make one.
Anybody else ever heard this or not before? 800-510-8255 on Good Day. It's the end of George Norrie.
Uh-oh. Right.
Now, here's a special program dedicated to the end of the world.
Which is tomorrow.
It is.
During this hour, by the way, mister. So hopefully
At the beginning of winter at the same time. The reason they have picked that time, I believe that's when the shift takes place from the fall to the winter solstice. So by this time tomorrow, we'll know whether we've made it or not, folks. 16 before the hour. A lot of you people, there I am with that, you people.
Yeah, that is sounds so mean.
Well, it's the disrespect. Limbaugh uses it, and I think it's always a term of disrespect, frankly. You people, like you're talking down, and I used it a couple of times this week, and I don't like using it, so I apologize for having used it. I just don't. I mean, once in a while, things come into your head, come out of your mouth, and then after, I don't want to say that. Anyway, how about folks? You folks. Friends. I always thought that when I was younger in broadcasting, I used the term friends.
I think we should go formal. I think we should do friends, Romans,
really?
Countrymen.
Countrymen, lend me your ear. Okay, you want to look better?
Yes.
Your teeth. How are your teeth looking? A little down and out, are they?
What do you think?
I think that you could use a little whitening over on the left-hand side. You have embarrassing stained yellow teeth. You want to do something about it? How about you call 800-865-7620 and order yourself up a couple of packs of power swabs, one for you and one for somebody you care about, who will not take offense at you suggesting that they do something to clean up their looks by using power swabs. This is not a big gift item, and I admit to that. Because people don't want to tell other people that they're close to that they need help. It's always a sore spot. You know, it's like telling people they need to go on a diet or thing. You know, that kind of stuff.
Here's what you do, though. You don't tell people what they need to do. You just kind of wrap this up and say, hey, I am so excited about this product.
Yeah,
I really love it. Why don't you try it?
Good idea, Jennifer.
That's what I would do.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Now you know why Jennifer's here.
And now you know why I gave you some power swabs for your Christmas gift.
Actually, I'm fortunate. My teeth are not that way because I don't drink coffee. I don't drink tea. I don't drink alcohol. I don't smoke. So my teeth are okay.
You're so boring.
I guess I am. Yeah, that must be it. Power Swabs makes your life better by making your teeth look better, much better. A two-minute treatment whitens your teeth starting in 5 minutes. You use it for 7 days. You'll find your teeth are 6 shades whiter. What's that song? Procol Harum, A Whiter Shade of Pale. Your teeth. We actually could use that for maybe the music for the background of this, Michael. Your teeth will be a whiter shade of white when you use Power Swabs. Works on natural teeth, all your caps, crowns, veneers, 800-865-7620. I guarantee that your friends, your family, your coworkers will notice your whiter smile right away. And again, it only takes 2 minutes to get there. Again, please call risk-free for Power Swabs. It works or you get your money back. 800-865-7602.
Guitar Center's got incredible deals on the gifts they'll remember their whole lives. This Kohala Uke, normally $39, is just $29 this weekend only. And this sweet spruce and rosewood Yamaha acoustic, normally $149, is now just $69. Listen to this Hohner harmonica, part of a set of seven for just $19. And this Williams 88-key digital piano is just $199, $100 off normal price. Hundreds of deals on the gifts they'll love most. Now till Christmas Eve at Guitar Center.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
On the scenes, are you listening? In the store, cups are glistening. A beautiful sound, we all gather round. Meet me in a coffee wonderland.
Happy holidays from Starbucks Coffee Chorus. For Starbucks, the holidays are a time for rekindling traditions that are rooted in more than 4 decades of passion for coffee, tastes of the season, and the holiday spirit. Make Starbucks your destination for all things holiday. A place to treat yourself, pick out the perfect gift, reminisce, and make new memories this season.
Starbucks coffee, come sip a cup of coffee with me, or tea, or maybe a cappuccino. Starbucks coffee, come drink a latte with me tonight. Starbucks coffee, a steaming tall Americano, it's free.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
800-510-8255 on Good Day. Pretty interesting. There's a radio program on Sirius, the satellite service, hosted by a couple of guys named Opie and Anthony. They used to be in Boston. They got thrown off the radio, so they went to Sirius. Opie got into a Twitter war of words with Piers Morgan, which might be interesting. Piers Morgan has come to life in a sense because he's taken on people like Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America. Basically, last night called him a stupid man. You're a stupid man.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so the back and forth here about gun control. Morgan from England, so he represents that point of view. And actually, they are more successful at curbing this kind of violence in England for whatever the reason, whatever their laws are. But anyway, it's just interesting to see these sort of things back and forth on Twitter. 51 after on Good Day.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You forgot anything that was important for your day today. I'll try to remind you because there are a lot of important things that we talk about here. Michael, play that a little bit more. That was very interesting. What is that? First time we ever heard
that. Meat puppets.
The meat puppets?
Meat puppets.
That's really good. Nice. I like that. No, but it's, isn't that kind of catchy?
It is.
Get your ears? I get caught up in things in my ears like that. Very good. All right, Michael. Thank you. 54 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time now for our technology corner. Shelley Palmer, Well, I was just looking at Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and so her came into my mind. She's going to be here in a moment because I want her to talk with some of the other people on The View about the outrage Instagram's privacy policy is causing. But first, because Shelley talked about that yesterday, and then there's a lot of reaction to it, so we'll tap into that in a moment. But Shelley Palmer is here now to take a new look at a feature Nintendo is adding to its new Wii U.
The Wii U. It's the newest Wii.
TV. Oh, it's Wii and WII is Wii, right?
Mm-hmm.
So their newest thing is called TVII, pronounced TV, I guess. Well, let's find out from Shelley, who will help us with this in just a moment on Good Day.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
In-store only. Ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks. Subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks. Limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, just over a month after the Wii U launched in North America, Nintendo is finally adding a unique feature to the console update later today, called TV, written TVII. How cute. It lets you look up your favorite shows or movies, add them to your list of favorites, and discover new content all through the gamepad controller. Once you find what you want to watch, TV will show you how you can watch an episode through your existing cable or satellite channels, if you've connected it through your Wii U, Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon Instant Video. When watching sports, you'll see stats, scores, and more on your gamepad. Whatever you're watching, you'll be able to control your TV's volume, channels, and more through your gamepad controller. While the update is lacking a few features, most notably DVR capabilities and full Netflix integration, this update should bring back Wii U owners who might have drifted away in the last month or so. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
What's better than one unlimited gift from Sprint? Two. Buy one unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3, S2, or Victory phone and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Hurry into your local Sprint store or visit Sprint.com for details today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees per line. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Okay, so the ladies on The View yesterday talked about the outrage that the privacy policy change has caused with Facebook's Instagram. Let's listen in.
It caused such an outrage. Instagram has backed down, apparently, saying they're really sorry for the confusing language that they used and that they had no intention of selling photos. Yeah. I know you don't. You're not selling my photos.
Well, you know the problem.
I will take you on behind. I'll take your ass to court.
Right. Well, the problem though is in the fine print that a lot of people don't read. A lot of these sites, your pictures become public domain once you post them. But what galls me about Facebook, because they bought Instagram, is the fact that you are arrogant enough to think that you could take that people can make their stuff private on Instagram.
Yeah.
So that everybody, you know, because this is a way you keep in touch with family and friends about your loved ones, that you would take something that is private, my family pictures, and sell them and make them public to any advertiser you want.
But wait, it's not that language was not in there that way when I signed up on Instagram.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's new language. That was new.
Instagram.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
Whoopee on Facebook.
She's on it.
Yeah, that's an interesting concept in and of itself. 59 after the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.